This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3422 for Tuesday, the 14th of September 2021. Today's show is entitled, Update About Phones and Devices. It is hosted by JWP and is about 22 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, an update about my new phone and second one that is coming.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Good day, Hacker Public Radio community. I'm JWP, and I wanted to talk to you today about several items, actually. The first of which is some things that are happening with Pine 64. These guys, man, they've come up with this $399 e-ink tablet that runs Linux. And I've got this huge monster collection of Mobis and EPUBs and everything that I've ever liked from Gutenberg, and just a bunch of things that I won't read unless I get something like this Pinecone to do it. And it really looks like a very interesting product. 10.1-inch e-ink panel with a 1404 by 1872 ability with 16 gray levels. That seems extremely interesting. It's going to come with a pen. It has a 128 EMC storage and 4 gigabytes of RAM. So that's going to be really interesting. So you would be able to get your ebook reading software Calibra to run directly on that, and you could really work that. The only thing that I would say is that I'm very used to the Kindle software, and so it would be a learning thing. But it looks extremely helpful, and the big size is very interesting as well. Also on the from Pine 64, it looks like their watch is coming right along, and it's available. You can get it really for $27 on their store. It really is an open source watch, and it's compatible with the Xiaomi. It's right around the same price point as the Xiaomi watches that you can get for 30 or 40 euros on Amazon. And basically the Xiaomi watches, if you don't want to buy a Garmin, a Fitbit, or an Apple, the Xiaomi is a pretty good choice because it keeps track of your steps, and it's not the most accurate thing on your sleeping or whatever, but it does a pretty good job, and they have an app for your phone and all these things. But the Pine 64, for $26, you can't really go wrong. I mean, it's Bluetooth 5. It can be used as a basic fitness tracker. Of course, it's open source, so it doesn't have nearly the software that the Xiaomi does in a moment. But still, it looks like it can keep track of your steps just fine. I've noticed on the mailing list that there's a lot of seems to be some negativity. Please, everyone, be nice to one another and treat people the way that you want to be treated. It's an open source community, and Ken and Kin is looking for shows, and Dave Morris does the work out of the goodness of his heart to help us. So please, think before you become all negative on the mailing list or send hate to the sponsors of our platform. So, I'm finally beginning to clear the Evernote thing away. I've really enjoyed it. It works really well, but the sharing on the devices, it's just two things. So you get to have two devices to share with the Evernote. And I know that there are many open source things, but in the moment I'm gyrating to the Microsoft product, the OneNote. And the reason is that my work still uses the Microsoft 365 pretty much. And the privately, if you have an MSN account, you get 7 or 8 gigabytes, sometimes even more. And if you do a lot of notes or you do a lot of traveling, the OneNote and the Microsoft Lens are incredibly useful with these kind of things. And with 8 gigabytes of space, you get that means your work desktop can sync, your home can sync, or your home Windows server slash Apple iTunes, whatever server you have to have, can sync. All of your phones, tablets, all that stuff can sync with that kind of thing. And so I'm slowly but surely, I mean, I have over 1200 entries into the Evernote, and trying to get them out and get them into the OneNote is pretty interesting. And if I did a Linux thing, well, the Linux thing isn't on my phone, and the support that Microsoft gives for Android and iOS is pretty amazing in the moment. So I think the OneNote and the Lens, in particular for business travel, is a really good way to go about things. So, I had to make some changes to my phone lineup. I had to switch from an old 64 gigabyte iPhone SE that I had for a couple of years, and I had switched the battery out a couple of times, and I still had extreme battery swings, especially in the cold with it. And I had it in a OtterBox Defender, so it was in mint condition. But it just wasn't, to have to carry a battery with me all the time, and because it was an OtterBox, it was pretty thick. And so what I ended up doing was I decided that it would be a two-prong approach, that I would go dual SIM and try to come down to three devices that I use, and really only two at probably the same time. And what I ended up doing was getting a Redmi, REDMI, from Saturn. And the Redmi 10 was out, or the Redmi 10 family. So they had the Pro and the S and the Note, Saturn had even a Redmi sales rep there. And so we talked, and I had been really jonesing for a 256 one, but there wasn't a 256 one there. And so he sold me a 128. And the interesting thing with this was it was dual SIM that I wanted, and it had an SD card slot. So, and these new Android phones, they can take a 200 gigabyte. I didn't even know they made 200 gigabyte SD cards, or SD carta. but they do. And so I've been slowly trying to get this new Redmi phone up to date. And boy, it's a real journey to take your work phone and your private Android phone and try to combine it into one phone. Try to combine it into one phone. And one of the things that I did with this, and it's, was I did make sure that I got the 2-year warranty from Saturn, so that if I drop it, break it, whatever happens, they'll give me another one. So I felt that 300 euros for 2 years was quite a okay thing, and who knows, maybe I'll keep it longer than 2 years. But I wanted more offline capability with this phone, more offline, and that I wanted to learn more with this phone. And so what I did was I found that the Google Podcast app is the hands down the winner in my life today. And the reason is that it seems to be really low utilization. It doesn't take a lot of resources, and it doesn't download a lot of space. So it's not like I would before, when I was downloading and putting everything on the iPod Touch, and off I would go and would listen to podcasts for months and months. Instead, I listen on demand now. And the Google Podcast app seems to do this extremely well. And the second thing that I did, in addition to the OneNote and the Microsoft Lens, was to get this app. It's called KIWIX. And what this thing does is it downloads Wikipedia. It downloads Wikipedia and Wikipedia sister things and puts them and makes them available offline on your SD card. So you can have the entire Wikipedia on your phone. So when you're sitting there, you can actually learn something while you transmit, and or if you don't have 4G or the signal's bad or whatever it's going on, you can sit down for a few minutes and actually learn something. And they have literally hundreds of offline things to download with this thing. And so if you want to, U.S. history, if you want to learn various programming or educational things, it's all there with that app. And of course, this new phone does the complete Android Auto experience. So it brings up Google Maps, it brings up everything that you sent to your phone. So if you sent, like, oh, I need to go to this business meeting and do this, and then I need to go from here to the hotel, and then I need to go to the hotel to where we're going to have something to eat. And if you sit down in Maps the day before, and you can have all of this sent to your phone. And then because it's sent to your phone, it means it's in your Android Auto also, so you can go to all your business appointments and everything. And of course, all the COVID stuff, the COVID pass, the Luca, all that stuff is in there. And oh boy, that's really interesting now that many German city states are considering going from the German 3G, which is either you're tested, you have your vaccination, or you've been infected, to 2G, where either you have your vaccination or you've been infected. That means that that there's no longer that these city states of Hamburg is the one that's testing this, is not going to put up with if you're not vaccinated anymore. If you're not vaccinated, you have access to the grocery store, the drugstore, doctor, and hospital, and that's about it. Now, maybe some basic clothing items or something like this, but after that, you're out of luck. You can't go anymore. And so, of course, with the today's mindset, you sort of have to have the COVID and Luca pass on your phone, or you're constantly pulling out paperwork. And I refuse to do documents and be searched like it's 1939 or something like that, where I'm showing a passport, a vaccination certificate, and these things. It's just too 1939 like. For me. And likewise, a few of the games on the new phone are offline. They work offline as well as online. It syncs with your Google Play after you come back. And it's quite a interesting. And so the work one, it's got the work phone, it's got 6 gigabytes and 128 space with the 200 gigabyte SD card. It's got my private SIM, which came from a store called Lidl in Germany, and it's quite cheap. And it's got my work SIM on it, and I found that during COVID that it was much easier to have just a separate private number, so I don't combine the work number. And I realize that that weighs 7 euros a month, but it's not a occasionally I just absolutely have to step away from work and the Microsoft Teams and this Zoom meeting and BlueJeans from Red Hat and all of these things that just have to step away. And the best way to do that is to turn off my work SIM and just use my private SIM in the phone. But let's talk about the second phone I got. So I was really, really impressed. A few years ago, I went to a I think it was Og Camp, and I had some curry with the fine gentleman that makes Ubuntu Mate, and he had this phone that was called a Jelly, and I was quite impressed with it because he could that thing sort of fit in his watch pocket on his jeans, and so I was all, been on the lookout for something like this. And of course, I also hunt, and I do a lot of things outside, and so I don't necessarily want a 6.9-inch phone with me all the time. And I tried carrying Nokia came out about the same time that he had the Jelly. They came out with the old banana phone again, from TCL was making it for them, and I was carrying around, and it had the Ka OS, which is a very interesting thing, but it was really tough to go back and start texting like the Nokia used to back in the late 90s, early 2000s. You know, you're doing it with the candy bar phone, going back and texting and WhatsApping like that. And so what I got was it had the Jelly 2 was just was too expensive for me, was too expensive for me. And so somebody came up with something called the Mint Monty. So Mint, Mint, and Money. And it's a thing out of Hong Kong, and it was on Indiegogo. And I looked at it, and I was like, this is exactly the kind of thing that I wanted. It's really, really small. And it doesn't have the specs of the Jelly 2, but it's a 4G phone. It's gonna run Android 9. It's got 3 gigabytes and 64, which is still okay with a 4-core CPU. It's got a front and rear camera. It's got dual SIM cards, and it's got a GPS. And it fits in your watch pocket. It's a little thick. It's not a it it's but it's gonna come with its own case and its own screen protector, and that I can get outside with this is gonna be the thing. And there's a lot of things, and it has. I've never done a front and back sim, but it's got. That's how it's gonna do it, and it doesn't appear to have a SD card, so I will have to be really careful with what options I do. And it does all the European bands and all the American bands. That's the other thing. And so I went in and I got the early bird, and so for $99 I get the phone. And like I said, it's not the Jelly. It doesn't have the specs of the Jelly 2, but it's the same size, and it's sort of like a companion phone. And I was really also really impressed with the Palm when it came out. So Palm came out with a new Android phone, and they called it a companion phone. And so I consider this a companion phone. It's really small. You wouldn't use it for work, and it wouldn't be your camera or your work phone. But it's definitely, if you want to get outside and you don't want to do any work, this is a very good phone, and it looks like it would be work just fine with the car, with everything with the car as well. So Android Auto, it looks like it would work. And the other nice thing about both these phones is they're USB-C, so I can begin to standardize all of my things, life on USB-C. So no more lightning connectors, no more mini micro USB. That it slowly, my laptop is USB-C, and both the phones will be USB-C, and slowly but surely I will fade out all of the other things that are not USB-C. So everything is USB-C. The other thing about the Redmi phone is that it came with a 33 watt charger, so I can recharge the entire phone from like 10% all an hour, and it goes all day with a 5,000 milliwatt battery. And so that was the other thing, that I have no battery trouble, and I can work with the phone the entire day. All right, guys, again, please try to be as kind to each other as possible out in our community. And I know that the COVID is hard on everyone, but that's COVID is not an excuse not to be human, not to be human, and particularly to with Ken and Dave, for all the things that they've done for us over the years. And so please, please try to keep your comments about vaccination or not vaccination, or these things to yourself if you're not being positive. All right, y'all have a great day, and if y'all need to get in touch with me, I'm at jwp5@hotmail.com.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.